Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. Pentecost Sunday. So the Holy Spirit is coming down, pouring down upon us in waves. Can you not feel it, my brothers and sisters? So it's just in waves we feel this. You know, when we feel the hair stand up on our arms, when we feel that chill, you know, that is the Holy Spirit just, or we just, you know, see, you know, a beautiful steak dinner or Sunday or whatever, and we get goosebumps about it, you know, or some people will say God bumps. But this energizing of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, energizing of the Holy Spirit here on Pentecost Sunday. And we're going to talk about the Mass readings today. And we're going to talk about those experiences with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Ghost. If you want to really do it old school, you call it the Holy Ghost. That's the way it is in the Douay Rheims Bible. But some beautiful readings today. But really, how often, I really want to talk about how often we ignore God. How often we ignore the Holy Spirit. How often we ignore God in our lives. You know, a very beautiful thing I was watching this week, and of course all the trees are blooming, the flowers are blooming, you know, the birds and the bees. You know, I see that I've got a family of ducks. I've seen this family of ducks, 13 little ducklings, or 12, I think it was 12 or 13. It's hard to tell, the bunch, right? But it's, you think about that, the miracle of life that is happening right in front of our eyes. And yet we're too busy. We're, you know, looking at our smartphones, which is really kind of a funny thing that we call it a smartphone. But it was kind of ironic. But we're losing touch, my brothers and sisters. Losing touch with things around us. So I'm going to ask you all to try to do that today. Especially today, especially on Sunday, the Lord's Day, God's Day, the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And today, in a very special way, in a very profound way, the church celebrates us at the end of the Easter season, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the coming of Pentecost, this Pentecost Sunday. And so, my brothers and sisters, let us be in deep prayer today. Asking the Holy Spirit to come into our hearts, to change us, to guide us, to mold us. And not to beat ourselves up over the past, that we should have done this or should have done that. Not getting in all that. But just focusing on, what am I doing this day? What am I doing? Am I open to change? Am I open to the will of God? The will of Jesus Christ, the will of the Holy Spirit, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So as we get into our readings today, our Mass readings today, this is Pentecost Sunday. And in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. This is the Epiphany Radio Program. And I invite you to go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. And I also invite you to, you know, Pope Francis has got this new movie out. I invite you to, you know, go out and take a look at that. It is Pope Francis, A Man of His Word. And that opened up in theaters this last Friday. And, you know, hope is a universal message, right? And it really is. Faith, hope, and love. And this movie is really about reaching out to the peripherals, reaching out to my brothers and sisters, those of you who are listening, who've never been to church in your whole lives. And thinking about, well, what about the Catholic Church? People think, well, they're the ones with all the rules. Well, you know, God gave us these rules, and they are rules of freedom, not rules of punishment or torture, but rules of freedom that we live our lives by, that keep us safe, that keep us healthy, that keep our families, hopefully try to keep our families whole. So I ask you to, you know, go. This is not my own personal endorsement of the movie. I haven't seen it yet. So I'm hoping to see it here in the next couple of weeks. But Pope Francis, a man of his word. And of course, there's a beautiful encyclical that the Holy Father has put out recently too. And you can go to the USCCB website. It's on the right-hand column, usccb.org, and a beautiful encyclical that Pope Francis also put out. And, of course, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, diokzoo.org, and Bishop Bradley has a lot of his sermons on there, has a lot of his letters that he has sent out to parishes and parishioners here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, which basically covers all of southwestern Michigan. And HolyFamilyRadio.net, another good source. And, of course, they just had their radiothon, you know, and, you know, send them a donation. Tell them Deacon Louie said, hey, you guys need some money, and, you know, send them some money. HolyFamilyRadio.net. That's kind of the local Catholic radio station here in southwestern Michigan, too. HolyFamilyRadio.net. A lot of EWTN programming on there on Catholic Radio, which is 91.5 in the Kalamazoo area, 89.7 in the Battle Creek area, AM 1140 in Grand Rapids, and 98.3 in the Grand Rapids area. That's new. So we've got all that out of the way, and we can start talking about the Word of God and this day, this Pentecost Sunday today. So our first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, Acts 2, 1 through 11. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound, they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded and amazed, and they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the districts of Libya near Cyrene, and as well as travelers from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. Yet we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty acts of God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Wow, powerful, powerful, powerful Acts of the Apostles. That's Acts 2, 1 through 11. I want to go back and read that several times this week. Beautiful, beautiful. So here we go. So the psalm we're going to read is Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O the Lord, my God, you are great indeed. How manifold are your works, O Lord. The earth is full of your creatures. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord be glad in his works. Pleasing to him be my theme. I will be glad in the Lord. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to their dust. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Our second reading today is 1 Corinthians 12, 3 through 7, and then 12 through 13. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 3 through 7, and 12 and 13. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Greeks or Jews, slaves or free persons, and we are all given to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So beautiful reading there as well, of course, word of God. And on to the gospel. Gospel reading quite intense as well, of course, being Pentecost, right? So Pentecost Sunday. And here we go with a reading from John, the Gospel of John 20, 19 through 23. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So it's beautiful readings here on Pentecost Sunday. And in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And we've just finished up with the readings that are read at the Holy Catholic Mass on this Sunday all over the world. And Catholic churches all over the world. This is the Liturgy of the Words. Basically what we do is on this radio program is we do the Liturgy of the Word. There's still the Liturgy of the Eucharist to follow, but you have to go to Mass to make that happen. Or, you know, if you're homebound, that type of thing, you can request from a local parish to have a priest or a deacon, someone to bring you Holy Communion if you are homebound. And also, my brothers and sisters, in a very special way, to think about, you know, when's the last time I've been at Mass? When's the last time I went to Reconciliation? And, you know, last week was Mother's Day, right? And for some of us, you know, my mom is long gone on to heaven, so and my father, and of course, it's just a beautiful thing to think about your mom. And to think about your parents, and hopefully, if you didn't have such a great mom and dad, you know, maybe they had their own problems and struggled their whole lives. Offer up forgiveness to them, and we're going to talk about forgiveness today too, in light of the coming of the Holy Spirit, which is being poured out upon us. this very day, and the church celebrates this very day, much like and even needs to be done more often. So I would say this to you, my brothers and sisters, that every time you wear red, you know, we have red in our American flag, our beautiful American flag. And you, when you look at that red, think of the Holy Spirit. You know, how much the Holy Spirit guides this country. And I think about that with the American flag, how powerful the colors of that American flag are. You know, the blue, of course, reminds me of the Blessed Mother, but it also reminds me of authority, too, with police officers and firemen and the authority that they have to do a good job, you know, that they lord over us in a good way, in a way to protect us, right, to keep us safe. But even they make mistakes. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters who are in law enforcement. Very difficult job. Very difficult job. You know, you deal with, you know, people who have done awful things, terrible things. And sometimes, you know, we overreact to things, don't we? But they're human beings too, and we need to pray for them and pray for their ministry in a certain way. It is a real ministry to work with people. You know, I do jail ministry, and sometimes it's very difficult. You know, people lie to you. You know, and some of us experience that. Many of us, people lie to us. You know, that's it. We don't talk to them anymore. But for police officers, for people in positions of authority, even priests and deacons and pastors, clerics and pastors of churches, people lie all the time. Rabbis, you know, they can have, you know, all different faiths, all different peoples, you know, whether they have faith or no faith at all, people tell lies. It's not good. So let me go on to our readings today. So it is Pentecost, but the main thing was, I was talking about red, a little distracted there, red, but wear red. When you wear a red shirt, think about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. You know, lots of people will wear red to church today. And if you haven't gone to church yet today, wear red. You know, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God here. Manifest here. Jesus Christ. Not only but the Holy Spirit, but in the Holy Eucharist, of course. Which, you know, body, blood, soul, and divinity that we receive into us. To change us, to transform us. You know, and many people too, I want to say this too, that many people today, you know, they'll say, well, I go to church, you know, and I have faith, and I say my prayers, and this, that, and the other thing. And, okay, that's fine. But do you live it? Do you live your faith? Or you just say, I've done that. I got baptized. I got confirmed. I got married. I was ordained into holy orders. Okay. What are you doing today? Are you applying that? Are you implementing that? Are you doing what Jesus Christ is calling us to do in this very gospel, this very day, as He asks us every day? And He's sending us forth. Sending us forth into the world. It's quite unbelievable when you think about it, my brothers and sisters, how much confidence God has in us. How much unbelievable confidence that God has in us to go out into the world, to transform the world, to speak to the world, that as God sends us, you and me. So you hear this one line. Jesus said to them, again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. And when He had said this, He breathed on them. Wind, the breath of God. Receive the Holy Spirit. That's from our gospel reading. Quite powerful. But let me back up just a little bit here. So we have this Acts of the Apostles, our first reading today, Acts 2, 1 through 11. And this outpouring of the Holy Spirit is to be a sign of the Messianic age. On the day of Pentecost, the Spirit is poured out, just as it is poured out today. Jesus, God fills us with His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, like a fire, a sign of the Messianic age, declared by Peter and the apostles. And then in our second reading today, that this, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. See? And we receive that Holy Spirit, some of us, when we're little babies, we're baptized. Our parents witness the faith for us. And it's quite plain in all Scripture, whole families came into the church. Not just, oh, only the grown-ups. Leave the babies over there. We'll wait till they're 15, till they're almost ready to go to jail, and then we'll baptize them. Believe me, we need Jesus now. We need the Holy Spirit now. Even as babies, especially as babies, to protect them, to help them, to welcome them into the family, welcome them into God's family. You know, and it becomes this political soup of we got to call it something different, so we call it a dedication. You dedicate your baby to Jesus. Well, that's great. I think that's wonderful. But the New Testament, the testament of Jesus Christ, says to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus says. And that's who we're supposed to be following, is Jesus Christ. So, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to receive that Holy Spirit. And from 1 Corinthians, no one can say, this is so beautiful, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. No one. The Holy Spirit is the interior teacher of prayer. How do you like that? The interior teacher of prayer. So sometimes when we lay down in bed, happens to me many times, I lay down exhausted, and you know, I need to get on my knees. I need to get out of bed and get on my knees and pray. And I do. Believe me. So we think about that. This calling of the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit calls us to get on our knees and pray, to do what God wants us to do. To do what the Holy Spirit is calling us, prompting us, training us, asking us, pleading with us. Pray, pray, pray. Forgive, forgive, forgive. And it is quite beautiful also too, you know, when we read that, that peace be with you. We hear the priest say that at Mass, right? When we begin the liturgy of the Mass, you know, the priest Jesus says to us, "Peace be with you," and we respond, "And with your spirit," and we begin the Mass. And then further on, the priest says it again before the consecration of the Holy Eucharist. The priest says again, "Peace be with you." And the congregation responds, "And with your spirit." And it's also a very good thing. And then, of course, at the end of Mass. So one, two, three. It's really this coming into communion with God. Coming into communion with the Holy Spirit. This peace be with you and with your spirit. You know, it's like praying and then receiving the prayer. God talking to us and we say, "Yes, I hear you. I hear you, Lord." And also this peace right at the end. where Jesus gives these apostles, these 12 men in the upper room, 11 men because Thomas is not there. These 11 men gives them, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained. Right there in Scripture, John 20, 19-23. So only God forgives sins. But that authority has been given by Christ. And let us not forget what the Pharisees and the Sadducees did to Jesus, condemning Jesus, saying, only God can forgive sins. Only God can. Jesus is God. Jesus gives that authority to these men, these priests. He breathes the Holy Spirit onto them. Jesus gives his disciples the Holy Spirit by breathing on them. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. You and me as well. Not just the priests or the deacons or the religious or the nuns or the sisters, but you and me, all the baptized. We are sent forth with our mission. Our misso, our mass, the mission. We are given that mission. The breath of God, the power to forgive sins in Jesus' name. The Holy Spirit, this beautiful thing that the Holy Spirit gives us, this comfort, this comforter, the spouse of the Blessed Mother. Forgiveness through the sacraments in the church. Sacrament of reconciliation. Lastly, I want to say this to you, my brothers and sisters. We know the Our Father prayer very well. And, you know, if you look at that prayer, because the Holy Spirit is our teacher of prayer, just say that prayer every day. And let me know in 6 months how you feel, if you feel better. If you ever contact the radio station, to send this message on to Deacon Louie. It worked. It helped. And you know, you can call the radio station, tell them too, you know, that, hey, we like Deacon Louie. I hope he keeps preaching. I hope he keeps preaching and trying to teach us to pray, to re-enter into this life of God. To get your face out of the TV and out of the cell phone and into the Bible and to praying. But you think about this prayer, the Our Father. We make these petitions to God. And it's so beautiful. But in this Our Father prayer, God does four things for us. God does four things for us, including forgiving sins. And in that prayer, God asks only one thing of us to do. For us to forgive others. And we have a hard time with that. I have a hard time with it too, my brothers and sisters. I have to pray about it. But I know it's the answer. The answer to true happiness. The answer to true freedom. The answer to true joy. The answer to true love. Both for me, for my family, for my community. So my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, say that prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. Ask Jesus and God, this blessed Trinity, to come into your life and to your family. If you've not been baptized, get baptized. Baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And yes, we'd love to have everyone in the Catholic Church. Absolutely. The fullness of the faith. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.